The effort has been led by Alyssa Boyer. She didn't know about the prohibition when she moved from Charlotte to Lancaster County in 2008. 2 years later, she started collecting signatures to get the referendum on the ballot.
I have no financial interest in any restaurant, bar, hotel, nothing. This is just my own community project to better the county and have more choice for residents of the county.
She gathered close to 5,000 signatures, and the referendum now has the support of the Lancaster County Chamber of Commerce. Dean Fail is the group's president.
There's folks that are morally opposed to it and respect their right and their decision and how they'll vote. But we looked at it strictly from an economic standpoint, and we see that it has the potential. There's no definite, but it has the potential to bring in additional sales tax revenue, tax revenue, and increased jobs.
Neighboring York County approved a similar referendum in 2008. As a result, Fail says the restaurants there have seen a big increase in business. He thinks the same would happen in Lancaster, and that more restaurants would open if the referendum passes. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.